In it for the kicks. Tales from the DJ booth.
We were booked to play a gig in Houston, Texas. It's Michael Quitsy. And it's a really good night. They've got this sound system called the Wall of Bass, the Super Wall of Bass, which is just this row of subwoofers. You have to kind of stand on tiptoes to see over the top of it. And so that was our first booking for those guys. And we're playing our set. And security comes up to us and says, "Hey, we're shutting down the gig. You know, set's over." You know, not very long into the set, and we were like, "Nah, man, what do you mean? We just started." And they're like, "Nah. Someone graffitied the bathroom, shutting down the whole gig." And we were both like, "Nah, fuck that. We're not stopping. The gig can't shut down." The promoter's like, "Nah, keep playing." And eventually, the security guys literally unplugged the turntables, shut the laptops, and like made the music stop. And we were like, "Oh, well, that's that then. That's that gig over." Except the crowd then refused to move. They just stood there and started chanting. They were chanting, "Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit." And for like literally 20 minutes, I'm not exaggerating, they just chanted, "Fuck that shit." To the point where the security came up and were like, "Right, play some music." Like, the first, I mean, I've never ever seen a situation where people have actually won before, so we were just like, "Wow, this is amazing." Especially because, you know, everyone just made it happen by collective willpower. They weren't leaving. I'm sure that the venue hates us, but yeah, it was great.
The first ever electronic music show on Howrecky. This is In It for the Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Howrecky.